Well, subterfuge and surveillance have been all over our newspapers and the airwaves over the past week with the goings-on at the Garda Ombudsman's office. The details of that story, of course, are still unfolding. But let's look now at the world of corporate espionage in general. Is it a dark underworld full of secret agents and spies, or is it becoming an everyday occurrence in the world of business? Well, Dermot Williams, Managing Director of Threatscape, knows all about it. Dermot, how widespread is this whole surveillance and bugging stuff nowadays?
Well, I think the problem we have is that something which can cost millions or billions to develop in research and development can cost hundreds or just thousands of dollars to steal. And people who are in a highly charged world of competition between industries know this all too well. And if they're willing to cross that ethical line, everything's possible.
And that happens quite regularly, I suppose.
We're finding all sorts of stories. And even at the government level, of course, we know about the Snowden revelations about how entire countries are spying on each other. And there's been instances such as the Chinese Joint Strike Fighter, the J-20, which has uncanny resemblance to what Northrop Grumman and Lockheed Martin had developed for the Americans. And it's a cat and mouse game back and forth in many cases between companies, between countries, between all sorts of entities who want to steal information, because information is power.
Of course, it would have taken the Americans a lot longer to develop that than the Chinese, I presume, that aircraft that you were speaking about.
The indications there are that little bits of information here and there, and what people call operational security, as you piece together the story, every little piece fits together like a jigsaw, and they're willing to pay for that. There's a gentleman in the States who's been sentenced to 32 years in jail for selling secrets from the B-2 bomber to 8 different countries, and he was one of the lead designers on it.
Wow. Well, whatever about Americans? What about in Ireland? Is it going on much in Ireland between companies?
In terms of what happens in Ireland, a lot of people are worried about their computers being hacked into, about information theft via the internet. And unfortunately, there's all sorts of malware which can be planted. While the people doing the hacking may not be in Ireland, certainly there's been all sorts of instances of the targets or the victims being in Ireland. And we know about the data theft, about credit cards, about the loyalty build case, where it's costing people large amounts of money, because once there is a financial motivation, people will relentlessly keep coming back trying to find a weakness, and they only have to find it once. If they get lucky once, they steal your data and they've made some profit from it.
A lot of companies put up an awful lot of walls and barriers and so on the outside to stop people getting in and getting their information. On the outside, it's hard, I suppose. On the inside, you've got to be careful about the people who are working with you as well.
The American IT security people have come up with a phrase they call M&M security, because an M&M is hard on the outside and sort of soft and mushy on the inside. And what they're basically saying is that sometimes you can be too focused on the door, the perimeter, and forget about the fact that once somebody's inside, everything's fair game if you haven't designed your systems right. And the people inside your organisation are typically the weakest link. And one of the world's most famous authorities in IT security has a favourite phrase, which is that amateurs hack computers, professionals hack people, because he feels that he can get more information in 5 minutes from a well-meaning but clueless insider than from hours and hours sitting at a computer.
Oh, beware the clueless worker, is that it?
Absolutely.
And if you're the employer. And also beware somebody who has a chip on their shoulder, I suppose, a malicious worker.
The malicious insider is always a worry, because they have access to information, they have motivation, and Snowden is a classic example. He was able to take large amounts of information away with them. But even an insider who is well-intentioned but careless can be a very large risk. Somebody who, for instance, in the weather we're having now, there's been instances where somebody might say, gosh, I know I won't be able to get back into work tomorrow. I'll take this file home with me. I'll just email it to myself. I'll work on this at home. So they're actually trying to do something positive without realising that by taking data outside the confines of the secured organisation, they might actually be opening it up to risk of being stolen.
And is it an expensive business? If a person, whatever about somebody, a worker bringing this stuff home and inadvertently leading to something being stolen and so on. If somebody wants to tap in to an organisation or to tap their computers or to tap their phones or to do something like that, is that an expensive thing to do?
Well, it's interesting that one of the fields of IT security is what's called penetration testing. It's where people actually pay an organisation to test their defences. And I know one of the guys in the UK who's one of the top practitioners in this, and I was chatting to him recently. And yesterday, Valentine's Day, is one of his favourite times of the year. And I asked him why. And he said, oh, there's some organisations that have been paid to go and test their defences, and it's so difficult, they're so well secured, and I hate to go back with a report saying I couldn't get in, but Valentine's Day, there are so many people turning up carrying large bunches of flowers, there's no organisation in the country I can't get into on Valentine's Day, because I just dress up like a flower delivery guy, bring the biggest bouquet I can find the name of some girl deep inside the organisation, and insist to the receptionist I have to deliver to her in person, and in I go.
Well, that's certainly, I suppose, what they say, all because the lady loves a milk tray, that kind of thing. One probably never thought that what the risks were in relation to that. It is a fascinating subject, and particularly in the week that's in it. Dermot Williams, thank you very much indeed. Well, that is all we have time for this week. Don't forget you can listen back to the programme anytime by going to our webpage, rte.ie/thebusiness, or to the RTE radio player on rte.ie/radio. Áine Lawler's up next, and we're going to be back again at the same time next week. Until then, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
The Business on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Electric Ireland, providing excellent customer service for our growing SME sector.
And The Business, presented by George Lee, is an Old Yard production for RTE Radio 1.